Psalm 120, the first ascent, begins in a world of lies. It is striking that the songs of ascents do not begin with a glimpse of Jerusalem, but with a wounded believer surrounded by deceit. Before there is temple, there is slander. Before there is joy, there is poisoned speech. That is not accidental. The first ascent is not geographical, it is moral and spiritual. The pilgrim's first step upward is learning to hate what falsehood does to the soul. That is especially fitting after Psalm 119. There God's word is life, light, and liberty. Here human words become a kind of exile. The psalmist does not merely ask for protection from annoyance or gossip, he asks for deliverance of his soul. Lies do more than damage reputations. They bend reality. In Scripture, God creates by speaking truth. The serpent destroys by twisting it. Deceit is therefore not a small social sin. It is anti-creation. It unravels fellowship, trust, and peace. The judgment image in verses 3-4 is severe and exact. Arrows and burning coals. The deceitful tongue has acted like a weapon, so God answers it with weapons. It has kindled conflict, so God answers with fire. The detail about juniper or broom tree coals matters. In the southern deserts, their charcoal was known for burning long and hot. This is not the flash of a temper. It is lasting judgment. James 3:5-10 stands very near this psalm. The tongue is small, but it can set a world ablaze. Then come Meshech and Kedar. A Western reader may miss how strange this pairing is. Meshech likely points far to the north, associated with the Mushki known from Assyrian records. Kedar points south and east, to Arabian tribes descended from Ishmael, known for their black goat hair tents and warrior culture. The psalmist is probably not giving a travel itinerary. He is drawing a map of estrangement. I live everywhere that is not home. Augustine heard here the church's long life among the earthly city. Calvin also saw more than geography. This is moral exile. A person can live in a safe neighbourhood, attend church regularly, and still dwell in Meshech if truth is cheap and peace is hated. The deepest line is the Hebrew of verse 7, Ani Shalom. I am peace. Not merely I prefer peace, gal, but peace is what I bring. Peace is what I am for. Yet when he speaks, they are for war. This is one of the hardest callings of discipleship, to remain peaceable in a world that hears truth as aggression. The temptation is either to go silent in fear or to answer sharp speech with sharper speech. Psalm 120 permits neither. Why does the pilgrimage begin here? Because Zion is the city of God's name, and no one truly longs for the house of truth until he has felt the misery of living among lies. And in the end, this psalm leans toward Christ. He stood among false witnesses, refused the weapons of deceit, and made peace through the blood of his cross. Ephesians 2:14 tells us that he himself is our peace. Suggested cross-references: James 3:5-10, Jeremiah 9:3-8, Matthew 5:9, Ephesians 2:14, 1 Peter 2:23. Hymn suggestion: O God of earth and altar. Prayer: Lord of truth, deliver my soul from every false word, both spoken against me and rising within me. Make me a person of peace without fear, and a person of truth without cruelty. Keep my tongue from the world's fire, and lead me upward in Christ. Amen.